I'm going to talk about last night. So last night I went to Pink Taco. I think it's hilarious. The name is just great. It's basically a Spanish restaurant slash bar or cantina. The one that they have on Hollywood, it used to be where Miyagi's was, but now it's Pink Taco. It's actually a good spot. I went there trying to talk shit about it, but honestly, after going in, the ambiance, the wait staff, the service is just impeccable. Like, for a place like that on Sunset, usually it's not on point. That was hella on point. Like, everybody just worked together really well. And they were on it. My friend dropped a napkin and, like, literally, like, 20 seconds later, the waitress was like, oh, yeah, I saw you dropped a napkin from, like, across the way and picked it up. Anyways, the margaritas are good. We got a pitcher. Definitely the thing to order are the lobster taco. I mean, enchiladas. Lobster enchiladas. The sauce was orgasmic. Like, it's just, the tortilla wasn't anything special. It had a little bit, it was a little bit too, slightly too chewy for me, but the lobster and the sauce just makes up for it. So, so good. You have to try it. I tried the tacos and I was just like, ugh, it's nothing compared to these, to my enchiladas. Snob. So yeah, that was good. Then we walked over to the Den, which is right across the street. And I'm not really a Den fan. I went there once a few months, like maybe a year ago or something, a while ago. And I just wasn't impressed by the service. And also with the drinks, the way they're made. And I didn't like the music. Like, I think it could be a cool spot. It could be. It's not there for me. It's not somewhere I want to go. So I decided to give it another shot since my friend likes going there. And I walk up to the bar and I'm like, hey, I noticed that they sell, or they have like Magners on the board. So I'm like, can I have a Magner? And she's just like, she got kind of pissed that I said that. She's like, actually, no, we don't have Magners, or like, I can't sell it to you because, and then I was just like, what do you mean? Like, why do you have it on there? Like, take it off then. She's like, well, you don't understand because we have to empty out. She went into this long explanation about how they need to finish out this other beer first before they can put that one in, and it's in the back, and bitch, just recommend something else. So, as I noticed that they had Guinness, and I was like, can I get a black and tan? And she's just like, well, no, because, first of all, black and tans are $10, and I was just like, so? Like, I just asked you to make me one. I didn't ask you to, like, make decisions for me based on price and, like, oh, Lord. So she's like, no, you can't make one. I can't make you one because then, I don't know. She went to this I don't even know. I wasn't even listening, like, after a couple of seconds of, like, retardedness. So she says she can't make me one. And I said, well, what if me and my friend both make one? Because, yeah, you gotta open the cans and it's half and half. And God knows what the fuck. And I look over at the other bartender. He's just like, I don't know. This is a girl talking to me. So I was like, okay, well, I don't want to make anything else too hard for you. I'm like, can I just get a Boddington's? Because it was in the can. She opens it and it starts foaming out. I'm like, really? Really? I've never had someone, I might as well just opened it myself. Sorry, I have allergies. My nose is a little fucked, but that was not cute. But anyway, she hands me the can, and I'm like, can I have a glass, or is that gonna that, is that like a no, or is that going to be extra if I ask for a glass? She's like, honey, stop, you know, you just need to stop, just stop. And I'm like, it's a valid question after all the things you've just told me. I've been, like, denied everything. So I was like, is this a special needs bar? Because, like, you have all these rules and shit. Like, what is this? So for the rest of the night, I didn't even go back over there. I was like, I don't even want to see your face. Like, you could go, my friend could go get the drinks. Like, I'm over it. And I'm over this spot. Like, what the fuck was that? Like, like, it wasn't packed. There's hardly anybody there. I walk in. I wasn't even rude to the bitch. I should have been rude to her. No. I'm sorry. No. No. So what is this? Anyways, I'm going to write a nice little review on Yelp right now. Because it's so rude. So rude. I just don't put up with rude service. Like, we're paying for rude service. So anyways, that was that. Let me know what you think about rude service. Well, it's just, it's LA. Everyone's fucking rude. And I'm just looking, and I was also thinking, like, too, like, bitch, please. Please. She needs to just stop. Bye.